about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, everybody. And we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. 5 minutes past the hour and just hours, or depending on where you live, minutes away from 2013. Happy, happy New Year. It's frustrating because we want to go into this new year really positive, gung-ho, and, you know, I turn on the news today and all we're hearing is fiscal cliffs and are they getting closer, are they not getting closer to an agreement? If they do get closer, it's going to be a half-assed deal that was rushed and we're still going to look at our taxes go up. That's not how we want to go into a new year. Well, I need to apologize because I got to add more to this. Apparently, in big medical news, the doctors are warning us about how to open a champagne bottle. They say champagne corks can put an eye out. Now, from what we understand, this is a common enough malady such that they need to do mass warning. Hence, I need to instruct you all on what to do with your champagne. Dr. Monica L. Monica. Yep, I guess her first and last name are the same. An ophthalmologist and spokeswoman for the American Academy of Ophthalmology said the speed at which a champagne cork can be unleashed is fast enough to permanently damage vision, including rupture of the eye wall, causing acute glaucoma, retinal detachment, ocular bleeding, dislocation of the lens, and damage to the eye's bone structure. Now, even though in radio we're only really concerned about your ears, I'm a doctor. I'm concerned about all your body parts. So, yes, I am concerned about this. They say the pressure inside a champagne bottle can launch a cork 50 miles per hour as it leaves the bottle, and like you've seen in the movies, it could shatter glass. I'm sorry. Yeah, you'll a lot of us will pass gas as the champagne cork hits the glass. I had to cover that one up there for a second there. All right, they say when a champagne cork flies, you really have no time to react and protect your delicate eye, said Dr. Monica Monica. That's her name, Monica Monica. Now, the American Academy of Ophthalmology has given, you know, this always happens before any holiday, before we have fun, right? A group of doctors always have to be a downer, but, you know, we need the advice. They say chill sparkling wine and champagne to 45 degrees or colder before opening. The cork of a warm bottle is more likely to pop unexpectedly. Now, I don't know about you all, but my fridge is always full, and I'm not saying full of food, full of crap, right? I tell the kids to drink their milk or their orange juice. They don't, so they hide that in the fridge. There's Capri Sun boxes in there with no Capri Sun for the last 2 months. We have pots, because for some reason all our Tupperware is missing, don't ask. So we have pots of soup from a week old. So we have no room in our fridge, let alone for champagne. But they say to chill the wine or chill the champagne, I guess, in ice. All right. I'm not a drinker, so and I'm not supposed to urge any form of drinking. But for those of you that do, not drinker, that my radio personality is not a drinker. You're supposed to chill the wine and champagne to 45 degrees. It's safer on the cork. They say do not shake the bottle like most people do. Shaking increases the speed at which the cork leaves the bottle. I know, I'm taking out all the fun. Point the bottle at a 45-degree angle towards your mother-in-law. No. Away from yourself. Stop it. That's not nice, people. Point the bottle at a 45-degree angle away from yourself and any bystanders and hold down the cork with the palm of your hand while removing the wire hood on the bottle. Okay, so let me get this straight. If it'll still project 50 miles an hour, have any corks ever gone through people's hands? They say place a towel over the entire top of the bottle and grasp the cork. Oh, I get it. The cork is naked, so at least you have a towel to cover it up. Twist the bottle while holding the cork. I said cork with an R. while holding the cork at a, come on, this is a clean family show, while holding at a 45-degree angle to break the seal, counter the force of the cork using downward pressure as the cork breaks free from the bottle. All right, you guys got all that? Okay, no, I mean, eye injuries are important. I mean, people do stupid things, you know, when they're drinking, and everybody wants to see the bubbles and make a mess. I'm lucky. We're going to a friend's house, so I don't have to have the mess at my house. I also don't have to spend whatever they charge. What is it, 100 plus 200, you know, bucks a plate to go out to a restaurant for New Year's? I don't know. So we get to go to a friend's house, which is really, really good because I think she's going to have karaoke. Where there's a microphone, there's a Dr. Dahlia. Absolutely. So I'm going to be too busy, with the microphone. So I'm not going to be sitting there helping. But, you know, I got to be honest. When I did 10 bar for a little bit, I had a heck of a time with corks. A heck of a time. And I kept breaking the cork into the wine bottle. And my boss was livid. I could do everything else. I've never been able to deal with the corks and the bottles correctly. Now, speaking of eye injuries, my husband calls me up coming back from the archery range. And he said he nearly busted his eyeball because as he was, I guess, pulling out the arrows, he didn't realize that one could have been in his peripheral, and it hit, like, we're talking millimeters from his lateral canthus of his eye. So he wakes up today with a big, huge shiner. Now, of course, you know, people are going to blame the wife, you know, spousal abuse. So I don't know how much longer I'm going to be on air, because if he claims, if this has been his way out, you know, to get out of the marriage, he's got a shiner. I mean, it looks like it could have been perfectly done by one of my dainty fists. And, you know, I'm going to be taken away for spousal abuse. But I didn't do it. But he has got a nasty black eye. And what's very interesting is he was hit on the lateral part, you know, the outside part of the eye, and he's bruised all the way to the inner. Now, you know, of course, I called him every name in the book because, you know, he should know better. Right? I mean, you know, arrow safety is crucial, especially since he took my older son with him. But, you know, I mean, he's got a black eye. He feels bad. No sense my saying I told you so. But dang, these eye injuries, they are scary. So we're just thanking God that he didn't lose his eye, and I hope all of you are safe. All right, don't go away on this special New Year's show.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. January 16, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $1,675.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,718.29, $859.15 for a half ounce, or $429.57 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,718.29, $859.15, and $429.57.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Never before has there been a nail hardener that requires no drying time. The all-natural herbal blends of Nails of Steel can help eliminate cracking, splitting, hangnails, and other nail problems with virtually no drying time. Nails of Steel is hypoallergenic and biodegradable, and is so easy to use you can keep it at the home or at the office. Just massage this rich, creamy herbal lotion over your natural or polished nails, and within the first week, you will begin to notice your nails looking healthier and strengthening.
My fingernails were always chipped, and then I started using Nails of Steel. Today, my nails are healthy and strong, and they look like I just walked out of the salon.
Nails of Steel is also used by men. Men work hard, and our hands can show it.
I used to have split, broken nails. With Nails of Steel, I can work hard, be rough, and still have strong nails, and keep my hands looking groomed.
You don't have to be a female to want Nails of Steel. Everyone wants a good-looking pair of hands. And broken, chipped, and damaged nails can be painful. Go to nailsofsteel.com for healthy, manicured-looking nails. Nailsofsteel.com for the salon in a bottle. That's nailsofsteel.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
We're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to XM Satellite for broadcasting the show, Talk Superstation, as well as all our affiliates. But thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. Now, usually we don't do interviews like this, but when I find an organization I love and I'm excited about, we got to spread the word. And we have Eric Talbert with us today, who is the Executive Director of Emergency USA. Now, this is an international medical humanitarian organization that provides high standard, free of charge medical and surgical care to victims of war. I mean, this is incredible that they could do what they could do. So let's welcome Eric Talbert to the show. Hey, Eric, how you doing?
Good, Dr. Dahlia. Thank you. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Okay. No, thank you for what you do. Please tell us about your phenomenal organization.
As you mentioned, our mission is around providing high standard free of charge health care in particular areas of war. So we mostly work in Afghanistan, where we have 3 hospitals and 30 clinics. We're also in Sudan, where we have a state-of-the-art cardiac center. It's the only free of charge high standard cardiac hospital in the entire continent of Africa.
Wow.
We also have a surgical center in Sierra Leone, which I was fortunate enough to visit earlier this year, and it's the only free of charge surgical center in the entire nation of Sierra Leone. It's about 6 million people there. And so we recently working on upgrading and building a new state-of-the-art surgical center on the hospital's grounds. The hospital there in Sierra Leone opened about 10 years ago during the Civil War, and since then there's still lack of infrastructure, lack of support. Things are moving along, but they're just moving slowly. So we recommitted and built a brand new 3-room operating theater state-of-the-art facility on the campus there in Sierra Leone. It's an area called Goderich, just south of Freetown. We also have a pediatric center and do a lot of other hospital work there, but the surgical center has been a main focus this year in providing funds and support and raising awareness around that.
No, it's phenomenal. Now, so obviously this is for anybody of any, you know, whether you're in the Central African Republic, Iraq, Sudan, Italy. I mean, it looks like you serve everybody, but these are people who were specifically victims of war, or can they also come and get medical care if they can't go to the regular facilities?
Yes, that's a good question. Yes, we treat anybody and everyone who shows up at our door free of charge with, like I said, the high standard services. So we've treated folks, for example, in Sierra Leone. When I was there in Goderich, I actually met a student who had taken her, a U.S. student who had taken her U.S. visitor friend to the hospital there because she knows she needed help. She needed quality help, and she was in a motorcycle accident, so she took her there. And that's just one example. But, for example, in Kabul, in our hospital in Afghanistan, the situation there has been so violent recently. Oh, we had to limit the people we can treat at that hospital just to victims of war because the surgery and services we provide are focused on war. It's like a medical specialty. You know, there's all these other things, neurology, cardiology, but war medicine is its own specialty. And so since it's the only hospital in Kabul that can provide these types of services, unfortunately at times of violence, we do have to limit it just to war victims. But in general, we love to and like to be able to treat anybody who shows up at our door.
That's wonderful. Now, who helps fund this? Because obviously, I mean, we all know, just running a clinic in Las Vegas, Nevada, it's costly. I mean, who helps you do the amazing things you guys do?
Yeah, great question. Yeah, cost is really important to us, and our funding source is really important to us. We're really mindful of part of what we do is we make an internal commitment internationally to spend at least 90% of all of our funds raised on our programs, direct services. Last year, I think we came in as an international group around 93.86%. And so those funds, to your question, where do they come from? Primarily individuals, believe it or not. This is our strength within our funding. This is what we focus on, relationships. People like you or me who want to make a difference in the world, who want to provide support and solidarity to our civilian colleagues in Afghanistan and Sierra Leone or Sudan. So we really focus on individuals. Of course, we have and love our major donors, but to be honest, a lot of our funding come from folks, you know, donations of $40 or less, and being able to make this work possible and be able to continue to move forward and continue to provide this health care.
Mm-hmm. And I'm looking at your website. So for those of you listening who would want to donate, and God bless you for doing so, I believe your website's at emergencyusa.org.
That's correct. Yep, there's a website there, and if the folks who are inspired by this work want to see you continue and want to invest and show their financial support, they can go there. There's a donate button at the bottom, at the top right, and they can click on that and do that through there. And if there's any questions, my contact information is on there as well. They can email me, call me, and we can go over any types of questions they might have.
Yeah, Eric, you know, just looking at the website and looking at everything you guys have done, I haven't read the vision part yet because I've been reading all the different pages, but where do you see this go? I mean, do you see this, expanding where you're going to be in all countries? Where do you want this to go?
Yeah, great question. So our vision would be right now. So we only work in areas of conflict. Unfortunately, we're not in every area of conflict. There's just too many sadly going on around the world. But that is our focus. And we're most often the only folks providing the services that we are in these areas. So it's really important that we have really strong programs. So the vision for our work right now is in the area surrounding Sudan. So we have the cardiac hospital, the only free cardiac center that can do open heart surgeries in the entire continent of Africa. We've treated patients from over 24 countries at this center in the past 5 years, over 5,000 open-heart surgeries, over 41 patients treated at this one hospital. So our vision for that area is to be able to expand the pediatric centers that are the spokes. You think of the hospital like the hub, the pediatric centers like the spokes. So we have three pediatric centers around Sudan, one in Bangui, the Central African Republic, just got some really exciting news from them the past couple of days as the peace treaty has been signed. Civilians are out on the streets celebrating and are able to go to that center to get services. So the vision for this is to be able, in that area, expand to what we call the African Network for Medical Excellence, be able to provide high-standard, free-of-charge hospitals with specialties in each of those 9 bordering countries around Sudan, and building more clinics for that. So that's the vision. That's what we're looking forward to next, you know, 5-10 years and really expanding that.
In your busy schedule, with everything you do, you're also working on a film. Tell us about that.
Yes, there's been a very exciting Oscar-nominated short documentary called Open Heart by a very talented, very talented filmmaker named Keith Davidson. If you want to see the trailer, I encourage you to go to openheartfilm.com.
And also, Eric, send me a link, too, because what I'll do is I'll link that to my website so that we'll make sure we have Emergency USA on our website and we'll have that link because, I mean, that's incredible. I never get to talk to anybody who's been involved in an Academy Award-winning movie, and I've been trying to call Viggo Mortensen for years. So this is exciting.
Yeah, very exciting. So we just found out about 6 days ago. They made the full announcement for this film. We're very excited for Keith and his team. So Keith has been doing international documentaries. He's got a couple other really great films that he's done in the past. And this one was actually, to be honest, it was an accident. You know, he was working on a different film in Rwanda for another international aid organization and just going around and talking to folks and came across the story of these 8 young Rwandan children. These are kids ages from 3 to 19 who needed open heart surgery. And open heart surgery is due to rheumatic heart disease, untreated strep throat. And as you know, begins to attack the heart valves. And then these kids end up dying at a very young age because of an undiagnosed, untreatable heart disease. So Keith was there in Rwanda doing some research and outreach for this other film, came across the story. Being a talented storyteller, he knew to follow the story. First, he offered to help. What can I do to help these kids get from Rwanda to Sudan so they can get this high standard of free charge care? Keith at the time knew nothing about emergency, had never really heard of us or our work, but learned about this hospital, learned about these kids, and wanted to do something, you know, where he could help.
Wow.
He ended up helping out, ended up joining the story, getting on the plane with them himself, experiencing Sudan and his team, his crew for the first time through this process. And then they followed the kids. All 8 kids survived. All 8 kids ended up needing mechanical valve surgery. So really incredible film, very well edited. So we're just beside ourselves excited because, again, neither the filmmaker nor the organization planned this. It's a completely independent film. You know, it's not work for hire, and it's such a talented filmmaker. We just found out about 6 days ago. We're looking forward to the 24th of February for the Academy Awards. Really cheering him on, hoping the film wins, doing what we can to support that, and just being really excited that the stories of these children from Rwanda and the stories of Sudan and those people are heard and they have a voice and they get to see the impact on their lives and giving these kids a second chance at life through the open heart surgery that we provide.
Amen. Well, you know, Eric Talbert, God bless you for everything you do. Again, if you want to donate, if you want to get a hold of Emergency USA, go to emergencyusa.org. And then, Eric, send me anything I can add to my website so we can have our listeners link to it, okay?
Okay, will do.
All right. Thanks, Eric. And thank you again for all the good work you do.
Thank you, Dr. Dahlia. Thank you for all your good work and the outreach that you do. Appreciate it.
Oh, anytime. All right. All right, guys. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. We're coming up on a heartbreak. But I got to tell you, when I hear of organizations like this, right, that are busting their butts with the funds that they could get, and again, they're relying on donors. They're not getting government funding. I mean, you know, it takes people like you and I to keep organizations like this going and for them to do these things that they could do. I mean, we hear about Red Cross. We hear about Emergency USA. We hear about Fast for Kids. We hear about all these great organizations. But unless we continue to help, you know, they can't still do all the life-saving things that they do. So phenomenal organization. Just, you know, makes you feel good inside that we have good people out there. Eric Talbert, one of my favorite men. All right, guys, don't go away. We've got a lot more to talk about. 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
HempUSA.org has a newly designed website and a new and improved detoxification product. Order our new Microplant Powder Gold loaded with vitamins, minerals, iodine, and probiotics. And we'll send you our travel-size Microplant Powder absolutely free. Microplant Powder only at HempUSA.org. Call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org. Point this offer ends January 31st.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Feeling like there are too many pressures and demands on you? Losing sleep, worrying about tests and schoolwork, eating on the run because your schedule is just too busy? You may be under too much stress, and it may be affecting your mind. Get your mental edge back with Nootropic Mind Power from MindRegard.com. Nootropic Mind Power is not a drug, but a natural supplement. Its 12 powerful ingredients are natural and non-GMO, plus it's gluten-free, wheat-free, and formulated by Americans for Americans by an NSF-certified laboratory. Nootropic Mind Power is available at MindRegard.com, spelled MindRegard.com, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Free your mind with Nootropic Mind Power cognitive supplement from MindRegard.com. Mind Regard. Clearly see tomorrow and yesterday. Today.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Facebook on the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so, you know, women always talk about how they have a leaky bladder, and we always tell them to watch caffeine, and men are like, whew, glad I have a penis. Well, no, men, you can have leaky bladders, too. It has nothing to do with your genitalia. They say the amount of caffeine that's typically found in 2 cups of coffee can actually contribute to men having incontinence. Apparently, Dr. Elaine Markland from the University of Alabama at Birmingham says people are having urinary incontinence, and whether they're men or women should lower their caffeine. Now, the report doesn't prove that caffeine causes bladder leakage, but the men in the study who consumed the most caffeine were more likely to have the problem than those who took in less caffeine. Now, like I said, there's plenty of research on women and incontinence, where you cough or sneeze, or even that's stress incontinence. And then there's urge incontinence, where you're sitting there watching a movie and your bladder's full and you only have seconds to make it to the bathroom, because once you're full, it decides to go. But with this type of incontinence, leaky bladder, it could be stress or urge. And yes, men could be affected as well. They say 85% of Americans consume caffeine regularly, both in drinks like coffee, tea, soft drinks, candies, ice cream, chocolate, you know, a variety of foods have caffeine as well. But urinary incontinence among men is increasing. You know, it could range anywhere from 5 to 21%. So, you know, the average, let's say, milligrams of caffeine is about maybe 125 milligrams found a cup of coffee. But men usually consume more, 169 milligrams of caffeine every day. 13% of men reported a leaky bladder. 4.5% said the problem was severe. Now, anybody that has a leaky bladder, I would recommend go to your urologist, get it looked at. Make sure you don't have an infection. Make sure it's not prostate problems. Make sure there's not a neurological issue, you know, causing the incontinence, like a tumor of the spine, or some nerve damage to the spine. So those need to be looked at. But I do agree, I think people overdo it with the caffeine. They say researchers found that those who ate or drank 234 or more milligrams of caffeine every day were 72% more likely to have moderate to severe urinary incontinence than those who consumed the least caffeine. Men who downed more than 392 milligrams of caffeine were twice as likely to be incontinent. So that's like three cups of coffee. For many of you, that's not that much. So just, you know, something to think about. I mean, you know, I know a lot of guys, they're embarrassed, you know, so they probably won't bring it up. But bring it up. Okay, this is exactly why this is exactly why we have the show, because people are like, oh, I'm too embarrassed. I'm not going to be bringing up that I, you know, pee on myself. Well, if you don't bring it up, how are we going to get it fixed? And keep in mind, I just told you anywhere from 5 to 20%, 21% of men can have this issue. Well, then you're not alone. See, that's the thing. So many people think that, you know, what they have is so unique. My job is to tell you it's not that unique, but it doesn't mean it's normal. You get it looked at. Now, speaking of caffeine, emergency room visits tied to energy drinks have more than doubled since 2007. Now, people are having irregular heartbeats, they're having anxiety, and some people are taking an energy drink and it's putting them into a heart attack. Now, we talked about why energy drinks could be so dangerous. Even though one energy drink may equal a cup or two of, you know, coffee in terms of caffeine, you're taking it in so quickly. With coffee, it's a hot drink. With tea, it's a hot drink, if you have hot tea, of course. So you sip it slowly. You take it in very slow. But when we're talking about a Red Bull or a Monster drink, etc., or if it's cold, you drink it quickly. So they think, you know, the reports are saying we really are looking at a public health problem, because we have insomnia, nervousness, headache, fast heartbeat. You could even go into a seizure, for crying out loud. All right. Apparently, one patient had drunk 3 energy drinks in an hour. That was the equivalent to 15 cups of coffee, according to an emergency physician in Cleveland. You know, as so I know many of us need a boost. I know many of you listen to the Dr. Dahlia show and you get sleepy afterwards. Listen, be very, very careful when it comes to caffeine. Apparently, a 14-year-old Maryland girl died after drinking 2 large cans of Monster energy drinks. Kids will drink what you drink. All right, kids see this stuff. Now, that's the biggest thing. Oh, I need to go get my Red Bull. Oh, I need to get my Monster drink. And I know they're popular and they taste good. Not safe. I mean, my gosh, really, if this 14-year-old, if they do confirm that her death was from the energy drink, I don't even know why it would even be allowed to be sold to the youth. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so speaking of youth, I believe Obama had children from Sandy Hook Elementary with him when he was unveiling his proposals for toughening laws on guns. He spoke today at a White House event at around noon, and he announced his plans to introduce legislation by next week that includes a ban on assault weapons, limits on high-capacity magazines, expanded background checks for gun purchases, and new gun trafficking laws to count down on the spread of weapons that go across the country. All right. Now, of course, many of us have been in shock with the school massacre that happened before Christmas, where 20 children in the elementary school of Sandy Hook Elementary, Newtown, Connecticut, were shot and killed. Teachers could only use themselves as human shields. It was horrifying. And to this date, we haven't seen national increased security at the schools. From what I understand, President Obama unveiled a $500 million package. It does include, you know, money to help increase police officers. But again, nobody is talking about protecting our schools with some armed guards or armed security or increasing police at the schools. And so I'm still a little frustrated, because here government has a job to do, and we need protection, and nobody's doing it. Now, the NRA was under huge attack today by the liberal media for its ad discussing how Obama is against armed guards in schools and increasing protection at the school level, yet, of course, his kids get to go to school with armed Secret Service. So what's good for the president isn't good for, you know, us regular folk. And, of course, you know, the White House denounced it, and CNN denounced it. Everybody was all upset about that commercial. But, I mean, they aren't lying. His kids get to go to school. He gets to sleep pretty well knowing his kids are going to school with armed guards. Now, true, his children get, I mean, they're just for them. I mean, so it's even extra protection, because all these Secret Service people do is just watch. But how do you date somebody in high school who has Secret Service? I mean, that's got to be hard, right? You know, already you're trying to be discreet, trying to go up to somebody to give them a little note. Oh, you know what? Probably texting, I bet. I'm sure Secret Service watches their text, too. But anyway, whether the kids like it or not, they have that extra protection of armed guards. Armed Secret Service, while the rest of us are going, okay, is anybody going to, you know, suggest that we have any protection with our schools? No. No. I mean, there's armed guards at banks. People don't freak out, you know, walking into a bank knowing there's an armed guard there. So, you know, this is something that's going to be kind of, I think, very difficult to watch over the next few weeks or months, as they're volleying around the Second Amendment. And we're worried about where, how much, you know, steps are going to take and what executive decisions are going to be taken by President Obama. Meanwhile, our kids are still going to school without any sort of gun protection around them. Now, some of you moms or dads may not want that. Some of you moms or dads are like, no. You know, we don't need guns around the kids at school. I don't think it's going to happen again. Or the teachers are going to probably throw themselves in front of the bullets, you know, like some of the teachers heroically did. I don't think we need the guns. But I think a lot of us are like, oh, I don't want teachers to have to be human shields. I don't think that's fair to them. I think the teachers deserve to have some sort of protection. I think they should have bulletproof doors. I think they should have things that they could hide behind, some sort of some sort of barriers, just something besides throwing yourself in front of a gunman. And now we know that there are people out there that want nothing more to do than to hurt school children, whether it be with a knife, whether it be with a gun, whether it be with a car. So what are we going to do to increase security? What? Are we stepping up security? And until we do, I'm going to be complaining about it. I'm sorry if I sound like I'm just reiterating how I feel, but I'm kind of sick of this. All right, guys, don't go away. A lot more to talk about. 1-877-DOCTELLY. Everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. 877-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
I have been asked to announce that federal judge Walter J. Skinner has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with a low-cost automotive accessory called Platinum 22, which meets or exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. To learn if Platinum 22 will give you 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS or 1-800-537-7427.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DocDahlia, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and follow us on Facebook. Don't forget, we have a phenomenal cruise coming up at the end of June, going into July. Please join us. It is going to be exquisite, leaving out of Seattle, going up the Inside Passage of Alaska. Please check that out on my website at drdahlia.com. So I guess Japan's two largest airlines had to ground their fleets of Boeing Boeing's new 787 aircraft, the Dreamliner, after one operated by Al Nippon Airways made an emergency landing in western Japan. All 137 passengers and crew used emergency slides to exit the aircraft after possible battery trouble and smoke forced the flight to Tokyo from Ube in western Japan to land in Takamatsu Airport in southern Japan instead. According to a public broadcaster, one elderly passenger did suffer a slight hip injury during the evacuation. Now, the emergency landing comes after a string of problems, from what we understand, the Dreamliners have had in the last month, including a battery fire, fuel leaks, and a cracked cockpit window. So Al Nippon said that after Wednesday's incident, it is grounding all 17 of its Dreamliners for inspections. Japan Airlines said it would also temporarily ground the five Boeing's 787 that still operates. Two others are already undergoing safety checks. Now, crazy. Now, federal authorities in the U.S. have voiced concern about problems that the new aircraft has faced, but it still endorses it as a safe airplane. But, I just hope they get their acts together. And, they say Boeing has sought to ease concern about the plane's design and reliability and insisted it was no more trouble-prone than any other new commercial airplane programs. They say the 787 relies more on electrical systems than previous generations of airplanes. So electrical systems are the ones now rather than mechanical ones, operating the hydraulic pumps, de-icing the wings, pressurizing the cabin, and handling other tasks. The plane also has electric brakes instead of hydraulic ones. They say while problems are common with early models like the first Airbus 380 or the Boeing 777 or the first 747s, analysts say the issue could become a growing embarrassment for Boeing if travelers or airlines begin to lose confidence. You know, you do always wonder. I mean, you know, my husband likes to fly. And, you know, he'll show me a plane and I'll go, oh, that's an old one. That's from the 60s or 70s. I'm like, well, why are they still flying it if it's old? And he'll say, you know, because they were made well. You know, some of these older planes were made pretty damn well. And sometimes you wonder if some of the newer fancy schmancy type things is just a little too much, you know? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. They say dangers of overdosing on over-the-counter medicines is going to be a concern this flu season. Apparently, many people go to the Tylenols, and they go to the cough and cold and allergy medications and the fever reducers, etc. Well, by the time you wake up and you take a Tylenol for headache, and then you take some DayQuil, or you take some decongestants, or another type of cough and cold medicine, or an antihistamine, etc., you could be actually consuming thousands of milligrams of acetaminophen in one day. And we have to teach people and remind them to read the boxes. You know, some of you will pop an Excedrin migraine, and then you'll take your daily aspirin once a day, and then you'll take another medication that has a pain reliever. This stuff can be cumulative and add up. All right, so any of you that are taking multiple medications for backache or cold or headache, etc., you could be at risk of damaging your liver. When you consume too much acetaminophen, which is a main ingredient in Tylenol, it could cause liver failure. In fact, acetaminophen is the number one cause of acute liver failure in the United States. Now, it's rare, but that's why I tell people be very careful popping pills. You just don't know when your body will say no mas. Now, some symptoms of liver damage can actually be easily confused with the flu. So you pop acetaminophen, you go into acute liver damage, you can lose appetite, nausea, vomiting, not feel well, fatigue. Well, is that liver failure or is that flu? Now, according to the National Institutes of Health, you should not exceed 4,000 milligrams or 4 grams of acetaminophen in one day. If not, you could have acetaminophen toxicity. Now, many of the medications you take could have about 500 milligrams. So that could be 8 times. And remember, you know, a lot of you, you know, you'll have a day like mine where it starts at 6 in the morning and it doesn't end till 11, 12 o'clock at night. So it could be very easy for you to take something at 6, 7, then take something at 10, take something after lunch, late in the afternoon, at night. You see how easy it could be? especially if you work a long day. So make sure you read your labels. When in doubt, ask your physician, nurse practitioner, PA. Also, you could go to your pharmacist. The pharmacists are phenomenal in terms of being able to help you, and there's such a wealth of information. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. More research is being targeted towards muscles and how it could help develop new medical adhesives for sealing surgical incisions and other wounds. Now, we know muscles are able to stick to underwater surfaces like rocks and chips without being swept away by very powerful waves. Well, why? They have a very powerful adhesive protein. So scientists want this protein, and they want it bad. And they want to develop non-toxic synthetic adhesives that also work well on wet tissue. Remember, when you go through surgery, even though they dry it up and they clean it up, you still leak a lot of times. So the wound is wet. And, you know, what we've been doing is stapling or stitching. We've actually been going more towards staples because they're stronger and will hopefully keep the wound closed while it gets wet from seepage, etc. But being able to use another type of adhesive would just revolutionize this type of, our surgical field. They say the new bioadhesives are called ICMBAs. Researchers have tested them on rats, and the results were published recently in the journal Biomaterials. They say, keep in mind, if they were tested on rats, doesn't mean it's good for humans, but still, these ICMBAs are 2.5 to 8 times better adhesion. On wet tissue conditions than fibrin glue. And fibrin glue are kind of some of the products we already use. They were able to stop bleeding instantly, promote wound healing, and closed wounds. I got to tell you, what we have in nature, especially in our deep blue sea, is so untapped. We really should study it and see what we could use. There's phenomenal things that we have just around us, and we don't really seem to go after it. They also say the ICMBAs are non-toxic from what they get from mussels, fully synthetic, which means they are probably less likely to cause allergic reactions. There were very little side effects in the rats when they used this, and if there was anything, it was just some mild inflammation. So pretty cool stuff. Also cool in the news, for those who joining us, is the Dr. Dahlia Show. DNA testing could reveal that eye and hair color from some of our ancestors, where we only find the skeleton. They say teeth and bones up to 800 years old were tested to reveal eye color. And let me see what they have found out. This is cool stuff. To be able to take bones and do DNA testing, they tested a tooth from a woman found in, I guess, Poland. And I guess she was in a monastery near Krakow in Poland. And they took samples, who was buried in the crypt of the St. Peter and Paul Church in the Benedictine Abbey, I guess between 12 and 14th centuries. And she most likely had blue eyes and dark blonde hair. Now, somebody could say, wait a second, a lot of people in Poland have blonde hair. What? Yeah, I trust the DNA. I trust the DNA. Okay, they don't know why this woman and others were buried with the monks. It remains a mystery. But, you know, the fact that they could actually take a skeleton, right, and they use the Herlitz Plex system. It basically, they found, could successfully predict eye and hair color from ancient and contemporary skeletal remains. Now, what could this do? Why do we need this? I don't know, but it's cool. I mean, I think it's cool to, you know, I mean, also, you know, think about it too. Let's say, like, for example, General Vladislav Sikorsky had died in a plane crash in 1943. And he had blue eyes and blonde hair. They were able to use this to confirm. What if somebody, what if you have a body from war and you're trying to, you know, figure out and you need to break the tie? It's cool stuff. All right, guys, have a great rest of the day. Cannot wait to talk to you tomorrow. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook. God bless.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much. So I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.